My name is Haysan Sorrells, and this is Leadership Lessons from the Great Books Podcast, Shorts. There's no co-host on Shorts. These are 2 to 4 minute observations, ideas, thoughts, or rants about the literature, philosophy, psychology, and the theology of leadership. Because listening to me talk about leadership for 2 to 4 minutes is better than trying to read and understand yet another business book. The man in question had been blind from birth. Then one day, out of the clear blue sky, he was selected to see. His eyes were opened, and then that's when all his troubles began. He was asked to justify himself, justify his healing, justify the miraculous. His parents abandoned him, as often happens in cases like this, and the community rejected him. Wondering why, he questioned whether the community was ready to believe, not in him or the miraculous restoration of sight, but to believe in the person who sent him. They rejected him, of course, the community, his family, and then they even rejected the message of the one who restored his sight. Throughout history, willful, obstinate blindness has destroyed more leadership in the cradle and in the real than almost any other leadership dysfunction. If leaders are willfully blind, they are self-deceived. If leaders allow others to blind them, they are irresponsible. If leaders merely follow along with the blindness, then they are just sophisticated followers. There are many obvious problems beyond the mere fallacious with being a blind leader, but the most consequential result of leadership blindness is the constitutional inability to recognize and hold back the forces of chaos. You know, those forces cemented into literature from Brutus to the carnival of hyenas following Scar in The Lion King. Such forces rely on blindness, weakness, apathy, and most of all forgetfulness to spread their chaos. A leader's fundamental skill set is to avoid such blindness and the seduction to become blind at all costs. The leader who leads best leads with their eyes wide open. The leader who leads the most courageously is the one whose eyes are opened even if they have been previously shut. For, much like the blind man, all that leader knows for sure is that once upon a time they might have been blind, but now they see. And hopefully, right on time. And that's it for me. Follow us on all the places that you follow us. Please subscribe to Leadership Lessons from the Great Books Podcast. Please tell your friends. Please like and share. Please also check out the HSCT website for all products and solutions. Please check out the Leading Keys website for products and solutions, our remote training services, our books, our trainings that will help you become a better leader. And watch this space for more information about our upcoming book, 12 Rules for Leaders, a foundational guide to intentional leadership, coming in April 2022. Please also go to HaysanSorrells.com for more blogs and more posts about how you can be a better leader, and check out all of our YouTube channels online. Thanks, and have a great rest of your leadership day. Out.